ลดขนมค่าค่าของที่ราคา
โอ้ยมาเป็นความสมดุลที่มา
แต่ดีเซลกับน้ำมันเราเซฟกันหม
ด
We also have the mining occupational health advisory.
our office is communication HR, and then we have the team who's also here, responsible for dispersed management and community administration. Chief Financial Officer, unfortunately passed away 2 weeks ago, had a tragic car accident, and she was in charge of finance and IT. The mining, the stakeholders in the mining industry in 2003 looked at when we were in terms of health and safety, and they developed milestones that were meant to guide the programs that we do so that we are able to reduce the risks and fatalities in the sector. The milestones were set around key three areas. The first is a target of zero rate of fatalities and injuries. These are presented on the slide. For instance, the target set for the gold sector to achieve safety performance that is benchmarked at international level. And the same for platinum, coal, and other sectors. These milestones also included looking at issues, key issues around occupational health, for example, silicosis and noise induced hearing loss. And I'm not going to go through each of them in detail, but these are just the milestones that, as country, we are also responsible for making sure we assist the other stakeholders to achieve. Just so that we.
Your font size in your document is too small. And you are in spectacles, but it's unreadable. In your. Is there something else that is more readable?
Summit that included all the stakeholders in the center, and then in 2008. programs that promote innocent safety culture in the mining industry. We need to be providing regular internal feedback, provide advice and reliable information on occupational health and safety, influence legislation, and more importantly, strengthen our tripartite partnership in order to improve health and safety. These objectives are supported by key objectives within the our internal environment, so looking at the internal perspective. We have to have efficient business processes, we have to develop a program that is going to ensure that we create knowledge leadership around occupational health and safety, and programs that are going to support stakeholder and customer relationships. Under efficient business processes, the key measures around reviewing our business processes, where possible, automating these processes, making sure that they become the standard way of doing business, and continuously review how we improve our efficiency. Under knowledge leadership, it starts with understanding current, as in based on what is happening in the sector, the type of accidents that occur, the type of diseases that are being picked up, but also looking at in future what we need to do in order to improve health and safety. And this then develops our occupational health and safety needs analysis, which we do on an annual basis. Following that, we then get also where else internationally have, or people dealt with these issues and have come up with approaches that have worked. Where there are still gaps that exist, then we would commission the research in order to then answer the questions that we have. And where these approaches have worked elsewhere, we would then look at methods of adopting and sharing the best practices. Under customer and stakeholder relationship management, also, through the summit, through various meetings, work on understanding the stakeholder needs and expectations, ensure that we have programs that support our stakeholders through education or empowerment, also make sure that we work with other entities to support those programs that we develop. For council to be able to do that, we have to have the necessary capacity, and this is where the learning and growth perspective comes in. We need to be able to attract, develop, and retain appropriate skills, make sure that we have clear values that everyone recognizes and works with. We need to have the necessary technology capabilities and make sure that individuals within the organization are also personally accountable for their responsibilities. On the financial side, our key objectives are around revenue collection. Council is funded through levies, and therefore we have to make sure that we collect those levies. We have to make sure that our budget is properly aligned to the strategic objectives, where we invest in assets, and we need to make sure that those are optimally used, and ensure that we continuously review our cost structures to become more efficient. And more importantly, we also have to manage the risk. What I will do now is just go through each of those perspectives and indicate the measures and the targets that have been set for the 3 years Okay. impact. And another measure is around making sure that projects are on time, on time, and on budget. Under stakeholder and customer relations management, the measures include implementation of the communication plan and the number of stakeholder interactions. Also, undertaking a survey to ensure that we are continuously focused on the stakeholder needs. For learning and growth, this is a lot more internally focused. Our objectives are ensuring that we have the necessary skills. And as I indicated, we are currently a complement of about 24 staff members, so the target is that we, at any given time, do not have more than 3 vacancies. And that we also spend, in this year, 2% of our payroll on training and development, and the target is forward to 1%. We also conduct employee surveys to make sure that our programs internally are supporting our employees. You know, the rating for this year is likely to be 75%, 80 and 90, so that we can on building technological capability, one of the programs that we're working on now is to implement the management information system, so that we can make sure that our we are able to manage all of our performance and monitor that annually going forward. And building accountability, this is around individuals having clearly defined annual objectives, and that these are also managed and their performance is monitored regularly. And on financial perspective, the objective around improving revenue collection, and the main measure is around percentage revenue collection on time, and the target is 90% annually. On the target around aligning budget and strategy, one of the measures is primarily to reduce dependency on shortfall funding, and the target for this year is 15% and reducing that eventually to 0% in 2030. Also, on the measure on aligning budget strategy is to make sure that our variance from the set budget is reduced on an annual basis, and the target is 15% and reducing 5% in 2030. Leveraging asset optimally, in partnership with the Department of Mineral Resources, and where there is co-investment in the development of the system that the department is using for all of their occupational health and safety data and processes. And we will also use the same system for managing the processes within the mine and safety department. This project was started already last year, and the system is still being developed, but some modules of the system are already running. This system, for instance, we are able to set up a community online. We are able to capture all of the documentation related to the specific committee or the decisions. All of the information related to the specific meeting can be managed through the system. On the research side, just so that we take you through how we develop the research priorities. The first step is the analysis of the occupational health and safety performance. So looking at the previous year, for instance, all of the health and safety data. This is followed by also comparing that with what we have already done in council or other organizations, so that we don't use programs that have already been funded elsewhere or are already started elsewhere. And this is used to get all of our research programs and previous research that has been conducted. We'll then get again the latest developments in occupational health and safety both nationally and internationally, so that we can identify if there's other things that again other people have already have solutions to, so that we don't take the way. This has also been said other developments such as when we had a summit, like in 2008, we had a summit that defined an action plan, and this feeds into this process to make sure that those actions are also part of our program for the year. We then develop key focus areas based on the gaps that have been identified, and we then define research programs in, for instance, legislative environment, in machinery, in robust or focus ground. Then the responsibility is to make sure that the projects are initiated and executed. Once the projects have been completed, we then need to make sure that the research outcomes are available to the stakeholders. Some of the initiatives is some of the key research teams for 2011. I think I have already covered primarily the safety one. On the health side, the programs, we continue the city courses program. We are also initiating a project looking at the impact of mine flood and on communities that we close to the mine, improving awareness for mine workers around thermal stress, including the monitoring program for health systems, as well as TB in the mining sector. The leadership summit that was that took place in 2008 developed initiatives that we had to look at. The main one around health and safety culture, these were around three things. The first being health and safety culture, and on that, we have already started the development of the culture transformation framework for the sector. Following the development of the framework, we will then promoting it and making sure that we also do an assessment and indicate where the sector is compared to where we need to be in terms of process. Around improving tripartite relations, we council has committed to engaging in dialogue in the troubled areas so that we allow for stakeholders to work together better to improve health and safety. And then there are a few guidelines that will also be developed around enforcement, excellent investigation, the right to receive vendor pay, and best practice manual around how to manage the incident team. We will also be evaluating progress on the previous funding commitments that we make sure that we are on target. On learning industry, the key program that we are working with now is on the establishment of a center of excellence on for research implementation and capacity building, focusing on our key thematic areas again around human factors, of engineering, mining, engineering, and occupational health and hygiene. We are also working with the Mining Qualifications Authority to improve occupational health and safety capacity. They are responsible for development of the occupational health and safety qualification framework and also the training of health and safety representatives towards and ensuring that we can improve the role that they play in health and safety in the sector. And we will also be developing strategies around how we can attract, train, and retain OHS professionals in the sector. And together with the Mine Health and Safety Inspectorate at CMR, we will be looking at developing a strategy to also attract, train, and retain inspectors. The MQA is also working on programs around reducing interest in the mining sector. This was one of the key initiatives from the summit, and also ensuring that we have a strategy for developing the skills that we together with the DMF, I think also linked to the management information system that I've already presented. We have a much more integrated system for occupational health management, which remains a challenge at this stage. The third theme of the leadership action plan was around developing healthy and safe workplaces. The first part of the really focused the programs still there are being managed by other stakeholders such as the DMR, and we as the council will be assisting where necessary in terms of support, for instance, to the existing HIV and AIDS collaboration with the government of studying here the 9 years. Another issue that has been highlighted is around the complex compensation system that exists for mine workers when it comes to them accessing compensation on their injured or their health has been implemented on in the sector, and we've already developed an advice. The budget for the medium term includes the income primarily from the first day, and the figures are given for 2013. We also received funding from the DMR, currently at about 5.4 million. And we also have funding through ladies, lady administration, which is 6.3 million, about 6.4 million for 10-11. And then also have funding that we utilize the issue or previously the expenditure on from the available budget exceeds the bulk of the expenditure being on such expenditure, and then we have support programs on staff costs, admin, and operating expenses, and then the admin funds are primarily used for promotion of health and safety. Based on the priorities, the allocation of the budget is about 35% to the funding outcomes, and these will be primarily focused on the development and establishment of the Center of Excellence, the Culture Transformation Framework, improving all the capacities and improving the safety program will take up about 17.98 million, and again focused on diversity and the local program that we already have. And health, the allocation is 11.2 million. And again, we focus on the priorities around clinical research, development of monitoring and reporting systems for health, and there's a focus on TB and this relates directly to the research needs that I have.
Page 12, stop the number of items to be presented. put it down. And on page 18, under silicosis program, how far are you now with the program for the people who are already infected by silicosis? On page 20, reduce literacy in mining sector. I just want to know, have you got a data of skills in the discussion? And on page 21 is on about the mine lifestyle. When it comes to HIV and AIDS, how far are you with the accommodation? Because the people having HIV and AIDS as well as tuberculosis, mostly it's because of the togetherness of the people sleeping in the same place, under the same roof. Those are some of the issues that are also contributing a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Sir President. I was trying to ask a question around accommodation in the mines because I've not been there. So I didn't want to run a risk of being lumped in, not having been to the mines. But one is interested. I'm basing this on information, not on the knowledge I have. Whether the lifestyle in the mind has changed from what it used to be, if it has changed to what extent. I'm not sure whether there are women in the mind now or not. That is one. The second one, on the health program, it happens sometimes that people pick up infections like TB, and it gets noticed while people have already left the mine. What is your follow-up strategy on those people who contracted diseases in the mine and are no longer working now in the mine? Thank you very much.
Thank you for the whole thank you, Chair. My first question is, we understand the issue of a woman in mine. And then there are a lot of things that are happening with the human struggling and the crop. And then what I need to do is make sure that women are actually with a law that can cater the women to not be working underground or something to tell check that the women are not there or are protected when they are undercover. Another thing, I saw a lot of the budget is going to some organizations. Is it really that I understand what 15.67 million that was for 20,000 strict budget for Sabbath implementation. Amen.
Thank you. Can we allow you to respond to the question?
I think when I look at chance, when I remember, I was giving some of the questions, some of the questions that were studying on those and when I look at my head, ask a question related to slide 8 on the fatality. The slide on the 8 is clearly on the fatality that took place on the legal mass. And those figures include the case of death. And then I'd also like to make sure the question related to literacy, if there is any growth that they have in the case of talking games in the manifest. And we've got the information. It resides within an MTA, not so much in the concept. Because from time and again, we need to do an audit of things in the manifest. So the same information is resides within the MTA.
Just
looking at
the
name. Some of them are
terms of the program, in terms of following up with those who have been infected and are no longer working in the mine, I think there's a compensation process that follows, and the mining sector or employers have compensation processes that the workers can follow through. But there's no research program associated with that. Does that answer your question? In terms of the women mining and the pregnancy issues, the council is busy in the process right now of developing a mandatory code of practice to assist in terms of assistance for work. And that day will provide guidance and assistance on how to deal with the issue of the women are pregnant and their associated work structures.
Hello?
Hello? What is the standard procedure if the woman is pregnant until what stage of a pregnancy? Allowed to go on the ground until like 6, 7, 8 months, what is the standard procedure? Mm-hmm. And I want to give him a direct answer because this is recorded.
Chairperson, this issue was discussed when the president of the department, because they were focusing on the work that is being done by the president. Because I mean, we highlighted some of the challenges that the department is facing, and we did the report that we
received.
Done according to law.
see here you're talking of weed that is called Alopoma. So it's about 1 milligram per cubic meter. And you say that by 2030, we're expecting no further no new cases. What is your basis? I would say that people do not have done work
in terms of the recommendations that will ultimately end up going to the council as outcomes of the research and will be forwarded into the department in terms of enacting our legislation.
Can I go back to the question raised on revenue collection? I think the reason we have the SDS as a measure is because it has become a bit of a problem for us to optimally collect the revenue annually. There has been an improvement, quite an improvement okay. We gave it about 42 million this year. No, that has been in the first financial year. And we total collected about 47 million, but some of that money that was collected was long outstanding levies that had been collected. So we do, are sitting at around currently about 65-70% for the CBA, and we are working very closely with the DMR to improve the data that we use for collections. I mean, one of the things, for instance, that creates a challenge is that we raise levies and then that those mines, if I give an example, currently the Kamosi or now taken over by Aurora mines, you know, they go through litigation and then it takes a long time to resolve those type of issues and therefore to recover the levies under those circumstances. Is a challenge. In some cases, especially for the old places that we raised, we find that the mines have now been taken over by a different mining company, and the database that we used was not updated. Therefore, you know, the follow-up takes longer in terms of ensuring that we follow up with the new owner of the mine to collect those revenue. So we are working extensively on improving the collection, and that is why we set ourselves such a high target for this financial year, that we keep improving on different approaches that we do. I must indicate at this stage that part of the assistance we had this year was quite valuable assistance from the Chamber of Mines in terms of their members who had outstanding levels and making sure that they follow up with them. That has actually helped quite a lot as well. So we are using a stakeholder interaction to assist with that. The issue around the budget on page 14, and that actually, what that budget variance says is that when the budget has been set, that we don't vary by more than 15%. questions. If you said we are spending 10 million on health research, we must spend 10 million and not a 5 million or, you know, that's what that means.
Okay, let me respond to the question from the member of part of the main call. In the 2019 analysis that we found that hologram, or should I say rock relief, including gravity-induced hologram and those on plasma relief, was the main cause of fatality in the mining sector. That was closely followed by machinery and transportation accidents. And that is why we're looking at collision avoidance. And in the graph, and I know it's more in the text, but this is kind of data that we use in a different percentage in terms of fatality, not classification. So you can see forward on the high, tractors, machinery is also high, buffers. So when you combine all of that, there are three major contributions there.
There was one another question that spoke to TE in the causes of fatality. You mentioned the gravity in this photograph. When we look at your time, you basically also in terms of your research only concentrating on falling contact. And there's no indication of your best work or solutions that you think you define regarding just looking at the relevant page regarding the fall of grounds, which you say is a feminine gravity. Because I thought I would come across where you are categorizing these broad fall of ground and rock fall. But the gravity in this fall of ground is not mentioned. And yet, we know that in some of the accidents that have taken place in the case, there are quite a number of them which are related to that gravity in this fall of ground. The latest being the Impala button, where we have the one attack. From our side, in looking at some of the solutions in dealing with this fatality, we will try to unpack information, you know, the possible cause, using your force. So you are repeating what you told us last time in terms of the current issues for us. And yet here, you are not showing how do you intend dealing with that situation.
Like that.
take an emphasis on this. One difference is because of the reason the question asked in terms of what are the causes of the what is the main thing, and your response is that fall of calamity and the evidence of that. Our understanding would be that you're not falling in the normal form in terms of but you have a situation where after that, regardless of what happened in the past, you have a rock that you have. And at that point, who determines the possibility of that rock falling? And therefore, you know, enforce the evacuation of your out of that area. Well, the example of the pile comes from there. You know, it's quite frightening to us because your immediate supervisor decided on reinforcing the village. But the senior supervisor decided that this was not even necessary and they had to evacuate the village. But also what we find in there was that the kind of work area also has a potential because the teenagers are not sometimes strong enough to can be able to support the rock that is hanging. Now, I'm asking this because when we find the solution, we want from zero people to this one so that, you know, rock falls related to that type of situation, which are apparently known. Because that's where you would the lot of life. We are should be aware that that will have an impact in terms of the production numbers. Those targets will not be as high as they currently are, because then your work area will be narrow. But also it will have an impact for workers in terms of production policy. I think the real choices we have to make here. Are you pushing maximum targets and therefore maximum profit? Or pushing maximum targets because you want maximum production bonuses or you want to save lives? Our choice is very the latter. So that's why we're asking, because we want to understand, so that indeed when we go out, when we look at this matter, we must be able to see that yes, indeed, the efforts aimed at basically eliminating those things. That's why we are. We want to clearly understand, you know, because if you couch it somewhere within the other, you know, heading here, to us it doesn't give us the necessary response that you're looking for.
Can I ask a
and something for us, but we don't want to come here and create churches and things. On the issue of time and accommodation, I feel that we are deadlocking at some point. I haven't been frequent meetings outside the land of the city park from the design. Development committee or the mining charter committee, but it's an issue that is relevant to have particularly on the HIV. And there is not much focus. Perhaps the members want further engage with the relevant committee dealing with the charter, because Chamber has a view that this is a matter that the state issue. Provisions of accommodation, and therefore the state must take leadership. So there are those dynamics that unfortunately from where I'm sitting, cannot go further. Just for one, I noted that there are those challenges. And from our view, as tribunal, there is no progress or satisfactory progress in terms of, yes, there are many houses that are committing their process. But if you look at the charter report, clearly highlights that it's not enough. That's just the name. So we wouldn't want to come and do that.
Thank you,
Chairperson. I also hear about this elimination of hostels by 2040. But the thing is, right now, new mines are also still on the same thing of putting people in hospitals. Is the department or the council really looking at new mines that are starting now? We've got mines in Duvalse where the kids are complaining about people coming there and creating hostels today. Thank you.
We hear indications of the possibility of people. Can you want to clarify what is your position as a company on the matter?
Okay, thank you, Chair. The issue of hostels is not directly within the hands of management hostels. That is being dealt with by the Mineral Policy and Promotion and Mineral Relations Department, not within the ambit of management hostels. Even though it's not acknowledging some of the problems that are caused by hostels, we come to help them.
You know? There are certain things that whilst you do your work in the department in terms of your own affairs, that you will not expect to be in your report. You're talking about lifestyle work, and yet you say it's the responsibility of farm management. We are talking about it here, but lifestyle improves the accommodation. But secondly, hostels have got a direct contribution, particularly the civil sector, direct contribution to the spread of the economy. So, in your thought, in the flat, you have shown as the major difference. And I think if we have a reflect in our yes, we say it's not in your area of responsibility. Again, the spread of HIV/AIDS, which is at the health of the HIV mind, is perpetuated through the accommodation arrangement that we have, and what's that?
kind of claims that flourish is going also as being self-aware. It's done in order. And then perpetually the spread of the IPA. And you can't come here and say that that's the responsibility of somebody else, and yet you are responsible for it. So please, what is your position pertaining to the education of us?
Let's go. So can I just explain that we, you know, the reason why it's on our program is that it was one of the issues raised at the summit that was set by the Council of Commission. And I also indicated that in dealing with some of those issues, we had to work with other structures that are already set up to address those issues. So, for instance, the same way that the training of health and safety and diversity is in our program, the training is actually done by ACA, but we have to develop that partnership for them to implement that program on our behalf. Council did actually do a research program. About 3 years ago, to review the housing conditions of minors. So we do have a report that was developed. The intention was then to work on some sort of booklet around what are the acceptable minimum requirements. What has subsequently happened is that within the department, they have also are currently working on developing. A guideline on housing requirements, and therefore we didn't want to duplicate the way. So the report that council is available, and therefore the department has also that as an output, and then now developing that a guideline that they do and I'm not sure if all that was in detail or.
Thank you, Chairperson. One of the initiatives of CANSAS in terms of HIV and treatment on that is caused by accommodation, we had an HIV and AIDS technical committee that resides within the CANSAS, but we are in collaboration with the department where in the transformation committee, the housing guideline that has been drafted by the minister is currently under review just to put some emphasis on the development. And also we are aware that the department, through their social and labor plan, currently enforces that before mines are started, they conform, which is in progress, trying to really push that before the mines start mining in their area, they conform with the guidelines that we are currently in progress.
So the head was up on our department. We will not do that. I think we need to clarify.
Chairperson, I wanted to put an emphasis on what you said. But I don't think we will accept that the council can't be saying that we are busy trying to improve the lifestyle of mining workers and the working conditions in mines. Yes, we cannot talk about certain things because they reside in certain units. Now, I think the last speaker has put a hit bit of a relief in this, in the sense that this unit, over and above the intention that you are talking about, these units are supposed to be talking to each other to deal with the challenge that has made us to call you to make this presentation about. Now, really, it would not work well with our oversight role as a committee if we will be told talking to each other. They should be talking to each other if we want to succeed in the endeavor that we are employing our efforts on. Thank you very much, sir.
You know, the reason why we are not going to shift from this is that we don't want to leave this out with a view that the department is a partnership to perpetuate segregation and discrimination. The origins of civil self-control is the migrant labor system, the notorious migrant labor system. When we abolish apartheid, everything and anything that went with that had to go. We are not sitting here, Mr. Muka, and we are still wishy-washy about the accommodation arrangement in the event. That can be kind of at all. That's one thing. Second, you are perpetuating racial stereotypes because your white workers that are employed currently are not subjected to stay in our community. And I don't think that the state worker would want to be party to that. So therefore, that's why you are insisting on asking you what is the position of the council regarding this matter. Because it's false calling the community from the question. That when you talk about improving, because you can do everything and everything else, but if there are certain things that you don't pay attention to, you will not solve the problem. If you don't deal with the root cause of the problem, you won't deal with HIV and AIDS. If you don't deal with the water system, it's inhumane. The constitution of this country talks about the restoration of the dignity, human dignity of the people of this country. All of them. Now, the reason why I'm asking you as a council is because the chamber is sitting here and you are aiming to keep quiet on this matter. The chamber must inform what is their understanding of their plans in terms of the eradication of hospitals, civil sector in the mind. We want to know. Because for us it's easy, we will put all the legislation and we will oversight that legislation. Because this system must just go. It can never be allowed. It's one of the cornerstones of apartheid regime. And we cannot keep on carefully being reminded about that system in this day and age, 50 years into our democracy. That we cannot allow. We would want the chamber to also tell us what are their plans, let alone the department, which is trying to put itself in a corner which does not belong to it. But tell us then, what are you doing with this thing of the eradication of weapons? What's your view? If you don't want them to go, tell us, we will make them go for you. Because at the end of the day, 1357 of the MPRCA must be invoked if you don't conform with the national objectives of the country. Because we can't allow you to perpetuate racial, you know, segregation situation in the industry. Because if you were saying to me, the white workers that you are employing are also subject to stay in this hotel, yes, we will understand. But what is happening now is that you are subjecting still black workers into that 8 occupants per room or 12 or 15 occupants per room as we speak. Can you respond to the team to see in the board?
I want to apologize. Maybe I am not as expansive as you would, or the committee would want me to be, simply because I deal mainly with health. But in our interaction on the issue of TB and HIV, which I can add that we have a very engaged interaction with the Department of
you tend to find that some companies are able to move quickly, you know, on better. So there are the densification of hostels is under progress, and my impression has been that it is a bit more positive than my colleague from Labour. So I don't see it as something which is not being done. I see it as something where there is progress being made. And for instance, the companies which have opted to provide, in the women's union, they provide leave-out allowances for employees so that employees are then able to integrate themselves into the communities which are in the surrounding areas. Thank you.
Let us do that. We're going to pray for team now. Establish your faith within that field. If you are able, give us satisfactory answer. If not, the council must go back and discuss your position pertaining to the hotel. When we consider these strategic plans on the 7th of May in terms of our program, we want you to then take us through and give us a return of court. And that is that if you can establish it now. If not, it is not part of this strategic plan. Let me be quite frank about that. Because we're not here to play games. If you handle each other with kid gloves, even a matter of serious national importance, we will not be party to that. And you must understand the implication of our perspective quite clearly. So let's plead with you. Verify your facts on this matter. And if you cannot obtain those facts now, go back and the council must establish your own position. It's fortunate you are a parliamentary party. So therefore, each you know, stakeholder can obtain mandates and then you bring that to us. If you then don't tell us, that's why we are elected here. We are not employed here. That's why we are elected here. That if you deadlock, we have power to then deal with those deadlocks. We are not mediators, please understand us. We don't mediate. When we deal with those deadlocks, we will legislate and we will oversight that legislation. And we have a very powerful tool in terms of the FRA. The Section 47 will ensure that it is involved. So please, let's allow you the opportunity because you can see that there is no position from yourself as the council on the matter. So establish yourselves in terms of so that by the service, when we deliver a certainty, then you are able to respond. Can we have tea and come back to if there are any further questions, interact further with the students of the
whatever the, you know, the microphone is, but it's all good. Manager or whatever.
mining industry, and actually they like half dead in the sense that when you talk to them, they can't get profit, and that's the result of like number 10 case. And then I want to go to page 4, because this is actually quite important for me. So page 4, bullet point number 2. If you look at the heading, there's a word that they call manga. It's actually the word responsibility. So we budget for this conflict exists. Bullet point number 2, the deal at the delegated is ready for recommendation to the minister. I would like to know from the council, because it's my first term now in office as a member of parliament, and we, on the 22nd of April, last year we had the election, we nearly 1 year in office now. Can you advise me on the previous 5 year term, how many pieces of legislation did you put forward to the minister for the review and development of legislation as far as it's held? From your side, because that's what you're responsible for. And have you done any in this last 12 months up to now? Thank you, sir.
Yes, can you respond to those?
The
spiritual aim is established in terms of mind, but yet it was called to public attention in terms of the judgment of the church. And here we're talking spiritual development. You are exception. They are doing something as well. They are offering also to you, they are offering invitation. For instance, in your plan, they are talking of training of 40,000 and the development of the church, all of that, which means MGA will have a direction. But yet, you know, I don't know the situation where, well, we call them in here, we run into problems in terms of them not being able to give up their self-plan because we are not supposed to approve their self-plan because they are not supporting it. But, fine, I thought that was different. We will look at that law. If they are self-plan in terms of their job, we will call them again. But please clarify, where do they get that from?
The MCA is funded through the Jewish Development Bank. So they don't get funding from the Department of Development.
Did you get all of the funds? So it's a good thing that it's done. And which is something that here, at our level, when we look at that minor country, we have to try to correct. Like Alex, he's a purely mining company, but he doesn't need from me. Number five, I think the advantage to start that. All right, are you done with those questions?
The question around the research is, I think we have offered that we can present the follow-up and maybe we can do the same. Will help provide details of exactly what is the objectives of the project that we have running and what is the expected outcome for each of those projects and what the things that we have. And I'm not sure if we should send through a written report to the committee and then the committee can then indicate to us when they decide that we can do that. The number of legislation, I don't know the number of the top of my head for the past 5 years, but I think we actually have a key list that I can email to the secretary to see all of the submissions that we made to DMR. In the past year, we submitted 3 recommendations.
We haven't passed any of the outside.
We do have, in terms of the main strategic plan of the department, a schedule that was submitted to us. Within that, there was a question that, there is a question that indicated to us the different legislative proposals that will come for us. We're expecting something to happen, even a minor of the year. Just that I haven't the table with me in this file, but it clearly states that there are amendments that you propose on minor health and safety act and other legislation. But just to say that Parliament would handle legislation that would emanate from the department. The department would have to take those amendments after they've been approved by the minister, the minister and taken and discovered. Then they were arrested, then they are out. So we won't know what to do anymore. But also we have right to initiate this legislation from the government. So for now, we are waiting in that process. We say it's better than to receive something to the machine to my system. And all we can do is to not yourself that, you know, what is important sometimes is you can't keep on amending the thing of your house. It does assist that you are now an established body. Minor safety council. How many years have you been now? 7, 8? For quite some time. 10 years. Eh? 13 years. You know? Now you're not estimated, you're looking. So sometimes you need to sit back and look at what are the legislative amendments that are required. You take a holistic approach, bring them to us, and then the remainder of the period you just look to that and monitor. Because then you place yours and our work here in terms of that. But that is the measure. When you need a need for an amendment, you want to look at that amendment in terms of this according.
And that's the advice of explaining to the council that you've got in the other, specifically just in the health sector. My wife is essentially living on health and we've done. And it's coming from that background. That's why I'm living in the health part of this. So, in my term, sitting in this for the next 4 years, this would be my specific focus as far as the health side is concerned. And now the CMO is on page 23, and as well, together with page 22. On page 23, it is first expenditure of 61%, that's directly related to page 22 on the research list at 44978. Is that correct or not? Sorry.
What?
to complement the number of stars, say out of this star cluster.
General,
need to ensure that the mining industry is healthy, you know, provide healthy conditions of work, and that they also provide safety conditions within which workers must work. But yeah, I see that in your presentation, I think you will correct me if I'm wrong. I don't seem to see, starting from your page, that you say in terms of the the milestones that you have discussed, you're making quite broad statements with lack of some clear time in some areas. For instance, only your zero rate of fatality in the main area, which is an area dear to us. In the gold sector, you say by 2013, you must achieve the best performance level equivalent to international benchmarks for underground mines. But you don't say what are the international benchmarks. What level of fatality, what level of injury are you aiming at? Well, that's not the target, just to say by 2013, we want to achieve international benchmarks. So without mentioning what are those given benchmarks. So that when we then oversight you as an industry in general, we always check are you coming together to your targets or not. In 2013, again, in platinum, coal, and other sectors, the same thing, the bold statement. I'll tell you why. When we do our own research, we find out that the rate of fatality in comparable countries such as Canada, US, Australia, they are in the range of 0.2 percent in terms of the comparison that I made elsewhere, which is the level that they may consider themselves to be, high, but I don't know what is your target, what is it that you're looking to achieve. But also, when you talk international benchmarks, what convention of the ILO are you looking at implementing the future gap in terms of health and safety standards, particularly in the mining industry? Surely there must be some benchmarks that are there. But again, you demonstrated quite clearly when it comes to the elimination of the process. You have kept, the critical and critical, the regulation thereof, and that's 0.1 cubic meter. Now, it is a clear, it's a demonstrable gap. That you are looking at achieving that milestone at that particular period. And which I hope that after this, after 2013, you can still look at that. This is the level that was used even for the exposure to crude attack, the white asbestos. And later it became clear that even that, because of the incurability of the disease caused by asbestos is basically no more workable. So, but then I think there was satisfied that you are able to say to us this is the milestone that you are seeking to achieve. Again, when you talk about noise induced hearing, honorable members, they have said people who leave mine, they become deaf. And yet, by 2015, we are still talking of 110. What is the legal requirement of the what is it? So that we don't agree with you setting a people no longer no, 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 no.
Thank you.
of the implementation of the section. Quite very impressive, I must say. You are touching on almost every aspect, you know, of necessity in the area of your work, which one, if we were going to use this as a template, would be much better to just go into the industry and simply look at this and use it as a template. This is being done by the company, this is being done by government, this is being done by whoever else that has got those sort of things. But then the question is, well, is there a commitment from my house, my company, for them to make the contribution for the realization of the section? If not, by law you have a right to let my company. Are you planning to raise funding in that as well, so that you are able to then finance, you know, these state of goals as the outcome of the exercise? Can I hear from you?
Thank you, sir, Madam Member. I'd like to follow up on the conversation that I had with the Chairman. What I'd like to first attend is that the mining industry has identified the target of zero fatalities in the list and human disease. That is the claim that we are starting from, right? And in achieving that ultimate goal, right, we'll set ourselves milestones for safety and health. And the milestones for safety that we're expecting from the mine economy is the reduction of at least 20% per annum on fatalities. And that now includes all of this, all of the goals that man goes and so on. That is minimum. Much of them expect them to achieve. And then on health, the current legal limit for exposure to noise is 85 decibels. That is what we have in the station speech. And the final third of the intent was that we recognize that there was very achievable expectations that the productive noise level well and above the expected after. If by 2030 that should be the maximum that should be achieved by any single group there. So other people assuming they emit not levels well above 425 decibels. And we must also know that this is like a log scale as well. So to properly fix by 6 or 10 decibels for quite a significant amount of quality. And then,
the reason why I asked this question is because we kind of agree with you breaking the law. It's good as you say in terms of the state, the requirement is like general. And yet, you want us to approve the subplan, making reference to a level above the legal requirements. We can't allow you to bring the law in front of our eyes. It doesn't matter what the material conditions are, because this is not based on what equipment you're using, it's based on what the person, what the impact would that be on the health of the person exposed to those noises. Here we're not looking at it. That's why when you speak about your protective equipment, you speak about your engineering solution, it's fine. But as long as you achieve, because this 85 decibel level, you know, noise level, is internationally approved based on various tests that we're conducting. Now we can't sit here and agree with you. Doesn't matter what you collective wisdom or anything. Law says 85 decibel. All you need to do is to tell us by when we will achieve that. And then we'll see whether we agree with you. If because during the deliberation, they end their thing recorded, they go to what we call ATC and engage anyone, anybody can take us to help. That we have heard, we pass laws, and again, as parents in our committee, we allow these laws to be broken. So, please, I think we want you to talk us through seriously. That's why I wanted to know, especially you know, what is the case, and then he said, see, did you know? He said, you find it better. And yet, he wanted to assume something about it. So, that's what the lady there was to see before. So,
yeah, I think I would suggest that, especially on the which is that's why we put together the technologies and the software to give a better specific enough and abstract enough. I think the council could provide to other specific project in how to calculate it to get to zero, because this is the amount and the cost would be zero by 2030. And it was specific to this app. What the current best practices were internationally for the specific commodities. It was also taking account that those commodities would have improved from where they were by 2030. That was brought into account, and so that's where the 20% annual improvement year on year comes from. So every year, the eventual year of what that specific improvement was required. So it, and that's being tracked, and it's available on an annual basis as well as the mining company should be at 2 million US dollars. And this comment we have come that most of you giving love to the target seems to be a problem. Obviously legal limit is 85. That legal limit is individual exposure, where the statutory limit talks to the individual exposure may not exceed 85 DDI, which means that in an individual works for 8 hours period, and that specific time frame, the individual does not be exposed to more than a 85 DDI. Obviously, with the equipment, this conversation is going to be equipment, even a normal truck that they use in the coal industry and the drill, it is that all those equipment emit more than 85 DDI. And the way to deal with that is either you reduce the equipment until they eclipse the noise, which is the job that has been taken out. Or you could limit the individual's exposure and make a certain away for only a certain for 4 hours. So you could be exposed to a, say, exposure of 100 dB emissions on the instrument. If you're only exposed for 4 hours, you will still have an 80 dB exposure on an 8 hour time frame. So the instrument emits a certain noise as well, and whenever the issue that the individual might not be exposed to that specific noise is the strong. So I understand the trying to say there is a legal limit, but it doesn't pertain to the actual instrument that emits the noise. That's not the exact exposure that the individual needs.
Yes,
thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, now I understand that I didn't know what was happening, because I once went down to Russell's mine, and I went down, and with those things in my ears, I was in the MTA education thing. So when I went down, I think we went to two mines, and the noise level with those things in your ears is not much of a of helping you from hearing the noise. It's still a lot of noise. I thought maybe it's me. Thank you, gentlemen.
You see, madam, I don't mind in which way you address the your emphasis on the equipment, but where you have attracted our attention is when you say this includes individual machine, capable of machine. Look at the train, which is over there's an exposure to that person who's operating that machine. Because here you are not talking of a workplace area. You are giving reducing it to individual piece of equipment, which is the person operating the machine would be exposed to noise level of unsynthetic, you know, decay. And indeed, this is where we say we cannot allow. For us to then can be able to come up over here and look at what the excess and target to actually comply with that limit. Talk to individuals, demonstrate to us in terms of the reduction of the noise. Because when we also look at the presentation you made to us for the summer, towards the end of last year, eh? Yeah. Your noise induced hearing loss, you know, disability levels are basically skyrocketing. And when we ask, what are these causes? I mean, we were given a number of explanations. And now in your third plan, we say that you are acknowledging the fact that this is still the main problem. But then in terms of efforts that you want to put in to reduce this exposure, you want us to approve something that is later. That's where our problem is, and which we cannot agree. So you need to revise it. If you like, you can take exactly the section there. And again, this is in terms of how would you work towards compliance with that legal requirement. Because when we go to mine, we wouldn't mind what piece of equipment that you're telling us, what kind of motivation you're telling us, to us to be preoccupied by the impact that the noise emitted from that machine or equipment has on a person who's exposed to that container. Given this background of the impact that it has in terms of the level of the population. So we definitely would have a problem with this. You know, you have the honorable member there who says people who have been working in the mine, they come out literally deaf. And when they went into the mine, they were hearing like me and you. But their deafness has been caused by the exposure to the noise level in the mind. So we would want you to apply your mind so that you exist, so that when you come back to that other matter that is your part, you also talk to this matter. Because we will not exist here. It's almost double the legal chemical noise. Okay, other issues? Yes?
Jefferson, another issue. I'm just going to get a few minutes because then I'm going to get a lot of money. But I still feel that, you know, this page on the slide 10, customer stakeholder efficiency, and the following slide, you know, the perspective, and the following slide, learning and growth perspective, and the federal financial perspective. Can I make a humble request because I'm a very basic person? That this thing of percentages is fine, nice and relevant to certain extent, but it doesn't give us a proper understanding as to what the actual amounts are that are involved. And also, more so, how relevant are those amounts to what we can make out of the very fine that, for example, is presented to us. So if you can put in simple terms and just say that I, as a member, have to go to school or whatever statement, terms of situations of this. But if you put in layman's language that we can talk to and engage in to determine the relevance of the amount. Because if you put percentages to, I don't want to bite you, it means nothing.
Thank you.
the leadership summit,
go together again, there are others that we can convert numbers, but there are some where I think you know, it's not like you're counting individual things, therefore you can't say out of 10 I will do things, but when we have a plan, for instance, for a plan for popularizing culture framework, you know, we are saying we set up a plan, each person of that plan must be number that can put against. But we will look at all of the measures and the targets and what we are in to change them to actual numbers.
Okay. Any other question on the number? What they are still thinking. And then let me say this, but from our side as the committee, apart from being impressed by the growth strategy that we are more outcome driven in terms of the approach and the orientation. What we're looking at is the rate of fatality currently stands at 260. We know that it's coming from the summit again, from the flight that we say from the EMA 2 is responsible for fatality to the level of 700 in Korea. While we have, we were there. So we know that therefore quite a lot of talent that was in, particularly at the advent of the establishment of the family, we begin to realize the bearing the force of the work that we're doing with that trust, that stuff. We're funding the thing, you know, climbing from that handle, from that 1,000. But the other thing, the 160 is still high, you know, in anybody's data, because they say one death is one death too many. Therefore, our intention would be to see tangible results. Hence, the question is where, what are the contributing major contributing factors? Now, if you have identified those to be the major main contributing factors, then three strategies to deal with that. The first part of that is the negative part of that. You see us getting on everything and anything relating to other safety matters, and including physical and government. Sometimes some of this is would just land in the area and do our oversight work. So hence, therefore, we make this relation with others. That means, therefore, in terms of framework, your first country overnight, you need to provide us with timeline. By when do you think that you'll be able to gain what in terms of giving us the result? For instance, the whole question of seismic events. The reason why we were ready to assist you and GeoFire when you indicated that you were looking for 20 million from National Treasury and you were accepted and so forth.
ministry in terms of the old one. But we know that it links also to the theme of the accommodation arrangement, which we would expect him to give us something. And indeed, we were looking at, this is our first year, but in our second year, we don't want to come back in the house and be still at it. We would want to see kind of how do we intervene and introduce practical 300 and something, you know, opportunities. We know that also that there could be disasters that nobody has left, you know, that may occur, which may have a certain impact on your finger. But we'll take that into account. But in the normal mining, you know, the operation, we don't want it to be acceptable that indeed with 100 people will perish in a year. Because that happens at Pepinan. And you look at the impact that it has in terms of families that are dependent on those. So I'm saying therefore that what on one hand you are impressed with the work that you are doing, you know, issues that you are still doing. On the other hand, we want you to be more focused. That you want tangible results on health, you want tangible results on health or safety. Plus, that's what you will satisfy us. Over and above, there's the culture and everything that's a part of the effort that you are working on. But we would be very much interested. In your amendments, when they come, we want to see your views on 1386A and 1386. If you don't bring it, we will make it our business at a particular point in time to deal with those sections. Because apparently that process went behind the backs of the portfolio committee. And hence we said on the other day that when we deal with legislation here, we will only accept it to refer to our mental if it is not constitutionally compatible. And that's the only basis. And also if it is contradictory to other pieces of legislation within our state. Because we may sit in this room and legislate, and while other committees are setting another room in some of the state and legislated more or less on the same issue. So, only those two conditions. We want to accept this thing that there are other negotiations outside of this. When you bring the negotiation here, you must make sure that you're having the consultation processes, the engagement with the stakeholders, so that when you get here, we open another opportunity for civil society to engage, including members who constitute themselves as the council, but who will never be able the situation where again there are other people, there are other representations made to the president. We have made that clear to the president so that we are not satisfied with this kind of backwards and forward situation. Whether you think that it is good or not, because it plays more of parliamentary processes. That we can get we engage in the legislative process. The next thing after the legislation is passed, then there are other arrangements that are entered into. So I'm saying that the Section 82 of Section 50, if it's part of your amendment, so if it's not, then we will discuss that. Having said that, there are issues that occur pertaining to health and safety. Here you're talking about your strategic approach. But there are matters that will erupt in the process. You have mentioned having taken
that what has been closed off to those clients, to those hospitals. Some of the civil society members who have been to that situation, they have seen horror scenes of how those hospitals look like. That's one area. The other area where I'm informed that on Wednesday we were talking about the question of water pollution here and becoming a big issue in the country is that we, even the Minister of Water Affairs, has tried to ward off some of the reports that you know were coming her way, but the fact that she acknowledged was that there are these reported contamination of water streams in various areas. And to understand that the Department of Water Affairs has put out an advice that anyone across the country who comes across water polluted as a result of mine operations must please notify the department. We are told that in the Horsley mine, the pumping out of the contaminated water is severely hammered by disputes going on there, and in fact hampered by lack of funding. In the case of 12 water pumps, there are only 8 that are operational that are also not properly maintained. And therefore it tells us that the water table beneath those shafts is rising. And pretty soon it's going to become a national disaster because that water is overflowing into a wetland, the wetland that goes through and get enjoyed into a river stream. We can't allow a situation where, as a result of lack of health and safety standards in the mine, would create a disaster in the country and affect people nationally. We know that, well, at one stage we're going to ask the department to come and address us on the mine at this stage. We will make that clear, but that situation, of course, which I want you to respond to, is posing a serious and immediate danger. Health-wise, in terms of people that are directly affected and those workers, and management in those mines, but also in terms of the contamination of the water of the country. So we want you to tell us, I mean, you can't say what you don't want to see. You know, it's fleshed out in the news daily. We would want to know what is going on there and what is your action, what's your intervention in that situation. Because the more you become silent, you are tacitly allowing the situation to continue and expose the country to quite serious dangerous situation. So I want you to recognize what is pertaining to the situation of the field of the state.
It doesn't appear to be finished at the end of the day. Even if they expect
perfectly able to respond. But it's a national family issue. That we won't keep quiet.
Can I indicate that, I mean, like, Hansel is an advisor for the Minister of Human Resources. We don't have regulatory powers. I mean, as Council, we haven't also been inspecting the way the inspection is. So we don't have the same mandate as the mine processing inspection or the so our functions are purely as per the Act to advise the Minister on the health and safety issues and the responsibility for implementing the regulatory function is the Department of Mineral Resources. And in this case, it sounds to me like an issue that requires the regulator to step in and implement the regulation as they. So I think I don't know if that clarifies why some of the issues we are not able to directly influence as council, because I mean all we can do in a situation like this is to provide advice to the minister on how the issue can be managed, but we are not able to directly influence. I'm not sure if that's why some of the issues we say, the department have from there.
Okay. I see Elena has been done, but can we check to follow up with that on our account? Oh, you want to go
back? These are the things that we want to get. coming to the minister about it, advising the minister that here comes the national budget. Also, on your role as a council that promotes health and safety in the industry. Now, these are the roles that they should be playing. I really don't know when these roles are going to be reduced into just advisory, research and do what? Research and have someone to do it. Because there are budgetary issues involved here. And really, if we are using this budget for something that does not go anywhere, then it becomes a problem.
Yes, I'm not even just in 5 hours. a more clearer, unified, and synergized facility. And based on what Alaska has just said to us from the country, it then raises the question to me that should they then not review their role as a country? And in certain areas where, like for example, the nation there, every 2 years they arrange a coordinated tripartite summit, if that's not too far apart. Because the more they comment from, I don't want to say from leaders, the cancer, the presidency, the more it even answers us to the fact that you are correct to say that there is somewhere, however, there's no signature. And just, if the cancer can just go back and just take the priorities, the five key strategic priorities of the zone, and relate their work to those in terms of prioritizing. Because in terms of what we have now, their priorities are definitely not in line with our expectations in country. They are definitely not. We are moving one way, we are moving another way. If we take the very area of research alone, there's a lot that needs to be desired there. Because they are not a new cancer, they've always been there. And if you had to ask yourself, out of the research work that they do every year, or get a budget for every year, what can they conclude? Which is also not quite clear. I want to maintain that the stability, they go back and meet again. Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's what we will do, but the very last question that we ask. What will it go and this is not a question we ask, can't wait for the because really, as a member, I think that it is in terms of what you can apply to the government. But the issue we are raising here, because it's a different on health related issues in the mind. That mind, of course, is posing a serious health risk. Whether you take the water, like a cut out of water supply, it is also posing health risk to the community in those problems. We are not in a situation where one it is determined by scientists from the Department of Water Affairs that indeed this pollution can be traced back to our clay. And that's what Paul wanted. After we have had this meeting with you here. So I'm asking, are you having fun in terms of what advice can you give to the minister? Are you not alive? Are you not advising the minister on matters that are obtained, you know, before you? The material conditions that are obtained. Let's say there's a disaster. Will you wait for a summit of the council before you could advise the minister on what to do? Relation to that, we've had quite a lot of disasters in the past. If you remember the dream of disaster, where quite a number of people died. Are you going to tell me that if we then have that similar disaster, you will wait until you go to the support before you can then give an advice to the minister? How do you operate? It's because I would have thought that at this point, like any board of any entity, you're not advised because you go to a meeting. When there is something that is that happens on the spot, you have direct, you know, responsibility to react to that matter without waiting for your annual general meeting of the board before you could say you know the advice. But what I tell you so that when you come back, we then look at it easy, what I remember I said, whether you have been able to read, you know, focus your money, because here it looks like it's not okay. Because we're talking about promoting, and one member pointed out to you in terms of what you need to touch part of your money is to promote health and safety in the mining industry. You lie in the point, concerned with health and safety. Now, can this person wait for the change of me? What about this man? Well, sorry, you need to come here to that. Because anything, everything that affects private units as well. But when it comes to parliament, you must expect and anticipate that the question will arise. Tell us, are you trying to get in terms of your party politics?
Thank you.
intake is like that?
No, as
management is cancer,
the office and the phone number.
Intake is like that. And the set of the questions can take, including this one of water condition. Because as you see here, some of us can pick up the signal in the website that we and we would say the method that is correctly based between the man and the it needs to be the actual own intelligent. So we need to stop being different. We need to say, hey, here are quite crucial comments, questions that came from the PCC member. How do we interact? When we have not done anything, how do we play the role and stop being different? So I will move that. Questions that we raise here, we change them back, and as the council make a decision in a way forward, it will not help us to come and put the department and say, this one belongs to such a department, belongs to such a community. Where the health of communities, where the health of workers is affected as a result of incorporation in the mine, the information of health is first.
Thank you.
matter we didn't ask you those questions. It is that we are asking, we are asking you the same to a safety situation. But you found one thing as well as that. So the decision must come to start the response. But it doesn't say you don't go for the same to the start.
But
a lot of today, tomorrow will be something. And kind of set the situation when you're before us, when we engage in that, then we get in after some kind of action. You understand me? You understand me? Then engage the minister and ask, why are you here? Because part of us presenting the way to expand, some sense of 2 million grand a year. On a point that is good for most people. First, the first thing that you do as individuals, and maybe it could be the organization under which you report the knowledge that you do, that you need to focus on data and stuff. If you clarify that and come to us clearly that you have to be, you also feel confident that if you are able to do what you want, you should so be.
Copy of your presentation.
Yeah,
I've got the hard copy, but I've got the cartridge.